KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil Hemby Show.
This is America Live, AM overnight. The call in the Kingdom of Nye, call 1-800-521-534. To call east of the Rockies, call 1-800-520-1534. Or, if you're west of the Rockies, try this number, 1-800-520-1534. If you're calling out of the country, dial the area code and the country code, and then dial 555-1616-253, 565-3251. If you're dialing from Boston, dial 63225-2615-3223. If you're calling from the District of Columbia, or from Haiti, dial 1-800-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666- 1-800-5201-534-6535. If you're dialing from north of the Rockies, you're screwed. If you're calling from Tonga or Los Angeles, dial 1-800-666-9532-586-53531. For those of you calling from Madagascar or Bakersfield, that number again, 1-800-5201-534. That number once again, 1-213-427-7266. That number once again, 1-213-427-7-3-I-forget. And now, it's America Live, AM overnight.
I thank you, and good morning, America. We're talking with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, and we're going to get back to a fascinating conversation we've had with him. But first, friends, you've been hearing me talk for months now about the new Turd vaporizer. Well, I have a new exciting product. They're a new advertiser. They've joined us just this evening. And I want to tell you about this product because I think it's something that's very exciting. And I think it's something we're all going to be able to take advantage of. I don't know about you, but around our house, we have very tightly wound curly pubic hair. And this is the new pubic hair comb that can straighten it instantly. Now, you know I've been talking about the Y2K problem and the Armageddon that is sure to follow, along with the nuclear holocaust and eventual nuclear winter that we'll all be stumbling through. Don't be caught stumbling through a nuclear waste without your new pubic hair straightener comb from Peason Enterprises. It's an exciting new product, and I'd like all of you to take advantage of this. So after all of the world's nuclear arsenals are dumped on all of the major developing countries around the world, and we are left with nothing more than a radioactive, hazardous waste dump to wander and stagger through with rags hanging off of us and our children starving, make sure you have your turd vaporizer and your pubic hair straightening comb from Peenan Enterprises. I want to give you that all-important number. Write this number down. 5201-534. That's 5201-534. Remember, after the banking system fails, and after the entire world's resources have been spent on armaments, to the point where there is no food nor any semblance of civilization, be sure to have your turd vaporizer and your pubic hair straightening comb from Peenan Enterprises. It's an exciting new product, and I know you'll enjoy it. We're talking this morning with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson. And Brigadier General, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just an incredible morning. And we have been hearing things on the website. And again, let me give that address.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
www.yahoo.com. And you can see for yourself what the Brigadier General is showing us. The first photograph you have here is of Saturn?
Yes, that's right, Art. The picture shows what I believe to be and what independent analysis by both experts who are retired and undercover from NASA, as well as the Russian Space Agency, independently confirm as a craft which they deem to be intelligently constructed. That is, nothing that could be written off as natural phenomenon such as a meteorite.
Now, let me stop you right there.
Christ.
And I want to alert everyone that that is picture number 25 on our website. And you can see very clearly there that object orbiting Jupiter.
That's right.
What do you make of that?
Well, I believe it to be what could be construed as an extraterrestrial craft, that is, a craft constructed by extraterrestrial intelligent life. And we're not sure now. I spoke with General Army Archer, who I know you know very well.
Indeed I do.
And he's over at Area 51 right now concocting a potion which will eventually make us invisible. And with that invisibility, of course, we can finally make some sense out of this country, Art, because I'm telling you, things are completely up the ass.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm looking at the photograph that I have here in front of me, and the listeners, the audience, I'm sure, can log on now at www.cincinnatireds.com and see the photograph. That looks like... Does that look like a Chevrolet Camaro to you that's orbiting Jupiter?
Well, will you forget your goddamn web address for one moment and let me just...
But correct me if I'm wrong, Brigadier General, but the picture looks doctored, almost as if it's a Chevrolet Camaro.
No, I don't think it is. I think that that's clear. What could be a Saturn-shaped object of intelligent construction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really a Brigadier General.
I know that.
And that is my first line of defense. That's how I keep people from bugging my phone and breaking into my house at night. I use that as my covert operative cover. But once the invisibility formula is perfected, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. All right. Brigadier General Johnson Jameson is with us, but again, the photograph looks like a Chevrolet Camaro that someone has cut out of a magazine and pasted onto a picture of Jupiter. That doesn't look that way to you?
No, it does not. No, it does not.
But that has been the criticism?
That was the criticism that was first put forth by Bob Weilb, who worked for NASA. But I knew Bob very closely when we were both in special ops with the Army. And he also was working on the invisibility cure for leukemia, which, of course, I've spoken with you, Art, about.
Indeed. Indeed. You were talking with us about that, to make a man invisible, which would render him disease-free.
Absolutely.
And what did he say when he said he thought that looked like a Chevrolet Camaro?
Well, he said what most people would say, that it is a doctored photograph, and of course we've heard this.
Absolutely. That's the government's first...
That is the government's first line of defense, Art. There's no doubt about it.
All right. I want to shift gears a little bit here, and I want to direct the audience's attention to another photograph, which purports to be the Loch Ness Monster. Now, I know, and you know, that there are people out there taping this program this evening.
I don't doubt it, Art, because they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you because you have the courage to advertise the turd vaporizer, and they're afraid of you because you have the courage to talk about the invisibility potion, which we've been working on, and the potion which changes a man into an ape. Both of those now currently under investigation at Area 51.
Yes, they do. This photograph, however, it purports to be of the Loch Ness Monster, correct?
Yes, it is.
It is the Loch Ness Monster.
I have no doubt in my mind.
The criticism is, and I've got that on the website right now for people to log on at www.lycos.com. And if I'm not mistaken, this Loch Ness Monster has portholes in the side of it?
Well, no, the Loch Ness Monster would not have portholes because it's a reptile.
All right. Because the photograph we're looking at right here has portholes and a periscope.
Well, but you see, that's what they do. They do that, don't they? They do it. And they do it constantly.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, they do.
They'll take a perfectly fine picture of a reptilian serpent and try to tell you that it's a submarine or something like that. And that is what I have been fighting against for 45 years with my X-ray vision.
Yes, and I don't doubt at all that the government officials, if you will, who are taping this program tonight would like nothing more than to make you out to look like a monkey.
Well, they've tried, Art, but with my X-ray vision, I was able to, if you'll pardon the expression, see through them.
See through them. I was about to say that. Very, very good. Very, very good, Brigadier General.
Well, you know, have you had a chest X-ray lately, Art?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's because it sounds to me like you're working on either emphysema or a stage one lung cancer.
All right. Very good, General. Can we put you on hold? Can I hold you over to our next segment?
Why do you always ask me that goddamn question? I'm the only...